Rachel, tell us, where do you start when you're going to work with somebody on LinkedIn and help them improve their presence in social, particularly LinkedIn? Where do you begin? Where do you start with?
You start at the very beginning. Just, you know, to quote from my Sound of Music, it's a very good place to start.
Hi, my name is Morris Sims, and I'm the host of the Business of Sales podcast, powered by Allego. Now, Allego is a sales enablement system that can help you streamline your tech from 7 systems all the way down to 1 and save you well over 30% while you do it. So go to Allego.com and set up a demo. What have you got to lose except, well, maybe a whole bunch of stress? Give it a shot. Let me know what you think. The purpose of the Business of Sales podcast is to provide you with information, principles, and concepts so that you can run your business more efficiently and effectively and profitably. That's it. It's just that simple. After working with and training business owners and sales professionals for over 4 decades, God, that sounds like a long time, I've come to a conclusion. Most of us need bites of information and ideas that we probably didn't know existed until we heard them. We don't need big 90-minute or 2-hour discussions about how to sell or how to run our business. Most of us really and truly can't donate that much of our time to the cause of self-development each and every week. So I want you to hear from other people who run their businesses and people that can give you help in some way that's going to make it interesting and useful for you. Useful. Practical. That's my word. I love it. Let's get practical and give you something that you can use. Well, that being said, let's do it. Here we go. In today's world, social media is one of those things that, I don't know, if you're in business, I don't know how you could ignore it. It is that important to all of us who are out there trying to meet new people, trying to find new things to do, new people to talk to. And today we're very excited about having Rachel Simon with us. Rachel is the founder and CEO of Connect the Dots Digital. She's a LinkedIn trainer and consultant. Now, that's what she told me to say. What I will tell you is I've never heard anybody come up with such good practical things to do with LinkedIn that helped me in my business. Rachel is the goddess. She is the chief number one guru of LinkedIn, and we're so glad you're here today on the Business of Sales. Rachel, thanks for being here.
You're too kind. Thank you so much for having me. Well, I didn't expect to be a deity.
Well, you are. We'll build your temple in the backyard.
There you go. That's hilarious. Yeah. Rachel, no, LinkedIn is the place to be. It's a fun place. And so I really love to share why I think it's super fun. And I love that I was able to give you some tips that you were able to implement. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Not a doubt. Not a doubt there at all. Well, how in the world did you get involved so deeply in LinkedIn to know so much about it?
I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. Okay. So I worked in a nonprofit for 15 years. That's really where I started my career. And I did a variety of kind of roles in the agencies that I worked at, but a lot were around community. So community building, community outreach, really the idea of kind of almost like experiential marketing, right? You're out mm-hmm. in the community, getting people to understand,
yeah,
you know, what is the mission of this agency and how can people tap into the resources? So I was in the marketing department. It kind of coincided with the launch of social media platforms in the around the 2010s, 2009, 2010. I had a personal interest in social media because, you know, we all were playing with Facebook and Twitter and all these various things.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like the agency where I was working was missing out. We were not taking advantage of these tools because, again, they were still unknown. There was a high fear factor. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of advocated. I said, let me run it. I'll do it. I'll create the social media strategy. I'll run it. So I launched our social media strategy. It and kind of ran that for a couple of years, and it was very successful. Mm-hmm. And a few years later, my husband was like, you know, you've been doing this for a while. I think you could do this on your own, like as a consultant.
Yeah.
And I laughed at him and I was like, who on earth would hire me to do this? Like, are you crazy? And then I thought about it for several months and then thought about it some more and thought about it some more and was like, you know what? Maybe I should. I had been in my job for almost 9 years. You know, you kind of get bored after a while.
Yeah.
And so I went out to do some, I was just doing general marketing consulting. I was brought in quickly thanks to people I knew in the community. I built strong relationships. I was brought in to a client through a friend, and this client hired me to help with email marketing.
Uh-huh.
And in an email, they wanted to put a call to action in an email to connect with their CEO on LinkedIn. So I did my due diligence. I took a peek at his profile, and their CEO had been in his field for 30 years. He was very well respected, very well known. He had 12 connections.
In today's world, that's laughable, but I guess in his world, it really wasn't.
No, it still was, because this was 2015. So
okay, yeah,
we should have more than 12, right?
Yeah,
I mean, so I, you know, very respectfully went back to them and said, I just don't think this is going to be a successful strategy because he clearly doesn't use LinkedIn. So people will look at his profile and realize that he doesn't ever look at it. So how about we start to build a little bit more of a presence for him? Like, let's get his connections up. Let's at least get it to a number where it's respectable, right? Like, mm-hmm. Can we get around that 500 mark? So we started working on his LinkedIn, and then someone else on the team said, how about, you know, can we try to start posting content for him? We started posting content with him, helped him with some messaging because they did a lot of trade shows. And fast forward the end of the first year, that company closed 8 new clients due to their CEO's LinkedIn activity.
Oh, cool.
So I was like, huh, I think there might be something kind of cool here.
This might be something worth spending some time on. Yeah, no, I hear you.
This really works. Started kind of doing more and more with it, working with a few other clients. And then in January of 2018, I incorporated my company, Connected Dots Digital, where I solely focus on LinkedIn. So I don't do that email marketing or other, you know, marketing consulting. I'm all in on LinkedIn for my clients, and I've never looked back.
Well, Rachel, tell us, where do you start when you're going to work with somebody on LinkedIn and help them improve their presence in social, particularly LinkedIn? Where do you begin? What do you start with?
You start at the very beginning. Just, you know, to quote from my Sound of Music, it's a very good place to start. You go to build a house, you start at the foundation, right? A builder has to ensure that the house is going to be structurally sound. And that happens by building a great foundation. And so a LinkedIn strategy is built on the foundation of a profile. But too often, you know, people kind of start on step two or step three. They're like, gosh, you know, I've been on LinkedIn for a while. I'm going to start posting content.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't taken a peek back to that foundational component, which is their profile. So if that profile is not dialed in, so it's crystal clear who you are, what you do, why you do it, and who you do it for,
mm-hmm.
all those actions that you take, sending connection requests, sending messages, posting content, they're still valuable, but they have to work a lot harder to achieve your goals.
Mm-hmm.
So when you receive a connection request from somebody and you don't understand why on earth they'd be reaching out to you, because A, they either didn't include a message or their profile doesn't really make sense, you may or may not accept it, right? If you're posting content and it could be a great post and somebody comes back and checks out your profile, but your profile is out of date or, you know, the branding's off or it's just not really clear what you do.
Mm-hmm.
it's hard to make that connection between your content and your profile. So starting with that foundation is so important. Getting that profile really dialed in, and then everything else can be built upon that foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it makes sense. Makes good sense. So that profile is so vitally important. Guess there's the opposite of your former CEO guy that you were working with there. Rachel, I've got 17,000 connections, and probably five of them know my name. You know?
I think more than five do, I'm sure.
But, I mean, you know, I've got all these connections, but I don't know what to do with them. I, you know, Katie posts our stuff about our podcast and that kind of thing, but I don't know. We're not taking advantage of it probably the way we should be, and I'm thinking there are probably a lot of other folks out there in the same shape. What should we begin to do here?
That's a great question, and I think it is pretty common because, you know, again, LinkedIn's been around for a while. It's about to celebrate its 20th birthday.
Really?
May 5th, so get prepared. Big birthday coming up.
20 years. Wow.
20 years. So I joined in 2010. So, you know, we've been, you know, people, I think most people have, you know, been on the platform for 10 to 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Unless they're, you know, just getting started in their career. But let's just say majority of seasoned professionals probably have been on the platform for 10 to 15 years. And we've been collecting connections all that time. So again, going back to myself as an example, when I joined, I worked in nonprofits. So my connections, the people I was connecting with in 2010, 12, 15, were very different than who I'm connecting with today, right? Today, I'm trying to connect with business owners and, you know, C-suite decision makers, people of that sort. So it's really important to get a sense of who are you connected to, who's in your network. The other piece is over the time, tons of people pivot. They pivot careers, they change companies. They may stay in the same industry, but they might have started at, you know, Microsoft, and now they work for Apple, or they might have started at Edward Jones, and now they work for some other financial institution. So being able to get take an inventory of your connections is really helpful. So one thing you can do, and maybe you can link to it in your show notes, I can send you the link, is download your network. So you can download a lot of your data from LinkedIn. And one of those files that you can download is your connections. You get it. You have to, you know, request it. It processes. You will be able then to click, usually get it emailed to you, or you can go back and pull it from where you requested it.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get it as a CSV file, and you'll get a file that has first name, last name. There will be a field for email, but that field will be mostly blank, so you can just delete that column. The reason why, they used to give you email addresses, and then people just dumped them into their email service providers, and I think LinkedIn got a lot of complaints about that. So first name, last name, company, position, date connected. When you get it, I generally sort it by company and then position. Mm-hmm. But again, if you target by title, you could do it the opposite, position, then company. And then I add some columns on the left, columns like, you know, client, colleague, referral partner, target, and just spend some time reviewing that list. Who's in there? Because one of two things will happen. One is, I like to call them the hidden gems. Mm-hmm. So people will, you'll see people that you were like, oh, I remember.
More to come right after this.
I had no idea Joe was working for.
Well, here it is. The Business of Sales is close to 200 episodes old.
Like, I need to re-engage.
200 episodes. That means 200 weeks in a row, the Business of Sales has been out there doing the best that we can to provide you with some practical ideas, concepts, principles, and guests to help you grow your business. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and I promise you, we're going to work hard to deliver outstanding insights from other business owners and experts that are out there in the field today. We see a lot of stuff that people are out there producing and are selling, and ideas that they have to help you, and stuff that they're providing for you, and things that they'd like for you and me both to buy. Yeah, I'm a sucker for buying whatever my guests are selling. But Allego is our sponsor, and I chose them specifically because I know one of the co-founders. I've never had one concern when working with him, and that would be Mr. Mark Magnacca. His company and Mark are built on integrity and professionalism. So go to Allego.com, click around, and schedule a demo. I think you're going to find that I'm right. I trust these people, and I believe that you can take a look for yourself, and you'll be surprised at what all you'll find. Allego.com. Go now.
So you'll find those hidden gems, people that you forgot about, whether they are targets or they could be referral partners or just people that you, you know, would love to reconnect with. Uh-huh. Or you'll realize that you have gaps, meaning if you're targeting CFOs in the tech space and you realize that you don't have a lot of CFOs in the tech space in your network, that is a sign that you need to start to be more strategic and do more connecting with that target. So it's really, really helpful tool. It's a little tedious, but like just do a little at a time, you know, just spend like 15 minutes a day for a couple of days reviewing it and then make a plan for what am I going to do with the people who are in here?
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me this. I love what you were saying. Maybe I missed it at the onset. Where do I go to get this list now? If I'm in LinkedIn on my homepage here, how do I do this?
Yeah, so you click on like the little me icon, you know, on the right upper menu, and then the drop down menu takes you to settings and privacy.
Yep.
So when you're in settings and privacy, I think it's data privacy is like another option, and you can click on that and then it takes you to get a copy of your data. But like I said, I'll send you a link that you can include in the show notes because it's a lot easier to follow the direction. There's really clear directions from LinkedIn Help how to do it.
Oh, okay.
That walks you right through it. Yeah.
Cool. That sounds really, that's really mining the whole database that you've got here. Isn't that basically what LinkedIn is and not a way to communicate? But once I got followers, I got a database, don't I?
To a certain extent. I mean, you know, because you can only in the right way interact with them through the platform. I mean, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, too often people scrape your data and they dump you into their actual CRM or email tool, which is not a good thing. So if you're listening, please don't do that. but I like to think about it as, it is a 24/7 networking. It's a 24/7 networking event.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it because you have the opportunity to get in front of and engage with people all over the world at any given time and build relationships that are going to help you meet your business goals and your personal goals too.
But it comes back to the opportunity to be networking 24/7, right?
Right.
That is
exactly. So it's not, you know, I think that the mindset used to be and still is too often, it's a job search tool. I only need LinkedIn when I'm looking for a job.
Yeah.
Or this is how it's a prospecting tool. So I'm going to go out and just, you know, spam people. Because if I send 100 messages and I get one response, it's worth my time. It is a job search tool. It is a prospecting tool, not that way, but if done the right way, but it is at its essence, a networking tool.
That is incredible. Yeah. You know, and I guess with all tools, you can misuse it and do it incorrectly and do it in a very non-professional way. I mean, to prepare for this show today, I went onto my LinkedIn and I checked my messages And every day that I do that, and I don't do it every day, but when I do that, I'll find two or three direct messages that are obviously canned. It is hi, Morris. So glad to connect with you. I want to expand my network. How are you doing? What's up with you? Can we get together for a whatever the case may be, whatever the language? It's just obviously not personal. It's not. He sent 100 of those messages this morning, you know? And
exactly.
I don't want to do that, but I don't know what to do. What should I do once I go in there and I mine this thing and I think, okay, here, I don't know, 20, 30 people I want to connect with or I want to, you know, get to know. How do you reach out to those folks, Rachel? What do you recommend?
A good place to start, I mean, there's two categories. But if it is someone you know, like, or you used to know, again, somebody who fell off your radar, but they know who you are, right? Even if you worked together 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's easy. That's just like, I'm going to keep using Joe as my example. Hey, Joe, you know, I'm trying to do, one of my goals this year is to do a better job of keeping up with people in my LinkedIn network. And, you know, I realized that it's been ages since we, you know, talked or we've been in touch, you know, really exciting to see you're at blah, blah company. You know, maybe we can find a time to catch up soon. Hope you're well, you know, just keep it casual, just like you would if you ran into somebody at a networking event that you hadn't seen in a while, like, oh, hey, what's up? What's new? You know, you don't have to make it, overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
I think keeping it casual is always better.
And if I can, if I can keep it casual and then maybe mention something personal about the fact that I do know you.
Yes, that's always a good thing. I mean, especially again, this is the example of somebody who you know, and they would know who you are, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you're not introducing yourself.
Yeah, gotcha.
You just kind of have fallen out of touch.
Gotcha.
For people who you don't know, then there's a couple of ways you can go about it. So let's say you connected with somebody that you want to get to know, you know, because they could be a potential client or, you know, business. They'd be helpful as far as your business is concerned. I like to just start with, just again, keep it simple. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for connecting. You know, I really have been enjoying your content. And I look forward to learning more about you, you know, on the platform. And just, you don't have to keep it. It's just a quick thanks for connecting. You could also expand on that. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for connecting. I really enjoyed your content. I actually had a question about what you posted the other day. And then you could ask that question. So that opens the door for them to respond.
Oh, that I hadn't heard of before. That's a good one. Because, wow, that message is direct and it's specific and it says, I care. I saw what you posted. That's a great idea. I hadn't thought of that one.
Right. People like to talk about themselves. Can you ask a question that opens the door for that? Right. Or, hey, Joe, I really, you know, thank you for connecting. You know, I love what you're doing at XYZ company. You know, I'm curious what got you into this line of work, or, you know, again, something that opens the door, and they may or may not respond. You never know, because some people, you just don't know how much they actually are logging on. I highly recommend, though, that you look at LinkedIn at least once a day.
At least once a day? Okay.
Yes. Check your notifications, your messages, all those things once a day. You don't have to spend a long time. Just spend a little bit of time once a day, because you don't want to miss something. And those notifications pile up.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do. They really do. I've been ignoring them. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, one last question and we'll roll on here. But should I be paying for LinkedIn? I mean, that's a lot of money. I hadn't done it in a while now, but it was like, what, $70 a month or something?
Yeah, it depends. Generally, no, you don't need to. You can get a lot done with the, you know, free LinkedIn version. You don't have to pay for it.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know. It's, there are obviously some benefits to going with the paid version, though, right?
You get a couple of things for LinkedIn Premium. Like, one of the things that is a nice feature is that you see, you know, whoever has looked at your profile for the last month or so. So, you know, again, if you're super active, you kind of want to get a sense of, well, who's actually coming and checking out my profile. So it really depends on what your goals are. But, you know, short answer, it's not, no, you don't have to have it. I mean, there's nothing special. You don't get any, you know, your content isn't going to get seen by more people because you have premium. It's mm-hmm. just that you get some of these tools that you wouldn't necessarily have.
Gotcha. Rachel, thank you so much. This show has just been packed with all kinds of great practical stuff that everybody can use. And that makes it a wonderful, wonderful show for us and for everybody out there listening. Thank you for being here with us today. Really appreciate you.
My pleasure. Always love to talk about LinkedIn.
And you are at connectthedotsdigital.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. And of course, you can find me on LinkedIn.
Why didn't I think of that?
I do log in every day.
Why didn't I think of that? I should have known. I should have said that. That's perfect. Yeah, of course she's on LinkedIn, y'all. Oh, Rachel, thank you so much. Really do appreciate you. Thanks for being here. And for everybody else out there, hey, y'all, go out there and check out your LinkedIn. You never know who you might meet online. Have a great week, and I'll see you again next time right here on the Business of Sales.